This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's been almost a month since the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, and since then, much of the federal government's response has focused on banks' liquidity, ensuring that other banks have enough cash on hand if depositors want to withdraw their money. But the crisis also has the industry concerned about the other side of a bank's balance sheet. Loans. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports that we're starting to see some signs banks are pulling back on lending.
Late last month, the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas surveyed 71 banks in its district, and it found that loan volume fell for consumer loans, mortgages, and commercial real estate loans.
I do think that it is a sign of the beginning of tightening credit standards.
That's Myra Rodriguez-Valladares at MRV Associates. She says some banks are thinking twice about lending out money since bank deposits have been falling.
It's just making all banks nervous about their own liquidity, meaning their ability to meet all obligations when they come due, including depositors wanting to withdraw money.
If lending were to dry up and people can't get the loans they need, that'd be a disaster for the economy. But Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics says that's not what's happening now. For one, falling loan volume is also a sign that people just don't want loans at today's interest rates.
You certainly see that in mortgages, for example, where fewer and fewer people can afford to get a mortgage.
And Petru says there are still plenty of willing lenders for anyone who does want to borrow, like a big corporation, for instance.
We're also seeing continuing credit available even in some of the higher risk sectors. The cost of borrowing is higher, but the money is there.
Lenders aren't only worried about the recent bank failures. Ishwar Prasad at Cornell University says banks are concerned about the prospect of a recession.
Banks are also anticipating that the months and quarters ahead are going to be a little rocky for the U.S. economy. So they're certainly going to be much more circumspect.
Economists surveyed by the American Bankers Association say they expect banks to tighten credit standards throughout the year as the economy and credit quality get worse. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.